Blog Talk Radio.
They took your fan from you and left you there grieving. Put bands on you with no time for bereavement. Ran scams on you, took away your achievements. But your baby still stand for you, though they lock us down in the precinct. Shot us down, 8 shots in the back, still hanging from the trees. That was just recent. Baby pillars all laying, left you there bleeding. Murdered your baby and left you there screaming. Divided your substance and gave it to the heathen. Said that we unfair, but they continue cheating. Said that we faithless, but they not believing. I am Zion, but they still deceiving. I gotta prove, but they don't need a reason. But y'all strength, there's no competing. Zion is restored, the holy season. Sadiq sacrifices, the time of feasting. Yahakol, loose thy chains, it's time for releasing. Loose thy chains, it's time for releasing. Calling that they can't breathe, they slain by the wicked police. Yet your garments Zion, they beautiful. Clothe yourselves in peace and just dust the dirt off your shoulders. Live in truth and get bolder and bolder. Live in justice and get bolder and bolder. Live in judgment and get bolder and bolder. Y'all's gonna deliver us soon. Babylon is over. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. The city of David, the holy city. Har Zion, the holy city. Yerushalayim is the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city. I'm headed to the holy city, the holy city.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Again, let me say, all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, who have once again allowed us to bring you another program of nothing but the truth. For Yah has brought us to another night, to another day, that we might praise His holy, righteous, and exalted name. He has even brought us to another week, even unto the sixth day, that we might have another opportunity to praise Him, to worship Him, and to call upon His great and glorious name. Again, my name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. And I praise the Mighty Yah for allowing us to bring you another program of nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For the Almighty ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah that allowed and saw fit for His words to be in any man's mouth? For His words are holy, they are great, they are sacred, they are high above all things. But He has put His words in our mouth that we might speak His truth. What is Yah? He is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. This Yah is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. This Yah is the Holy One of Israel. He is our King. He is our lawgiver. And He is our Savior. And not just of Israel, but He is these things of the whole entire world. For He made everything, created everything in 6 days, and rested the seventh. So today we will bring you the fourth and the fifth requirement of the seven requirements that Yah required from His people. And let me remind you what these requirements are. And you'll read them in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter. Yes, we brought to you the various times and purposes of the 7 days of the week. For the Creator said there's a time and purpose for everything under the sun, under the heaven, I may add. And He said to everything there's a season. And the Creator, through His great mercy and His great love, He allowed us to see what He had purposed to do at the time that He did it. For there is nothing that don't have a time and purpose. Everything got a time and purpose. And it is the glory of Yah to conceal these things. It is our great honor to search them out. And this is what we did. And in searching these things out, we also brought you the seven everlasting covenants that the Creator made with His people. And this week, at this time, we're bringing you the seven requirements. And it gets better as the weeks go on. It gets much better. But look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse.
And now, Yisrael, what doth Yahweh thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yahweh thy Elohim.
Because this is the top, this is the head, this is number one. This is why it's mentioned first, because the Almighty wants us to know it first. And why? Because the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. How are you going to have wisdom and you don't have the first part of wisdom? The head of wisdom. The fear of Yah is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of Yah is to depart from evil. As a matter of fact, the fear of Yah is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way. This is what the fear of Yah is. No wonder it is number one for Yah. Furthermore, not only is He requiring you to fear Him, but He also said
to walk in all His ways.
Yes, and our beloved Moray Ishah brought to our attention, and I may add, gloriously, to walk in all the ways of the Most High. And why? Because the Almighty wanted your fear towards Him to be established. And so He said, walk in His ways. Enoch walked in His ways. Noah walked in His ways. Abraham, the Almighty said, walk before me and be thou perfect. And he was. David, perfect heart. And everybody was measured against the perfection of King David, especially his sons. So these are individuals that walked in the ways of the Most High. Isaac walked in the ways of the Most High. And of course, all the righteous do. But I'm just mentioning some of the people that it was mentioned specifically, such as King Jehoshaphat, walk in His ways. So if you fear Yah, then you would demonstrate your fear in your walk. And then the Creator let us know, thirdly,
and to love Him.
And to love Him. You just can't fear Him, and you just can't walk in His ways. I know you thought that alone was enough, but it is not. You also have to love Him. Because the Almighty, He's not into lip service. And a lot of people have lip service. So they'll sound like they praising Yah. Their words seem to be honoring Yah. They walk in with their zizis on and with their kippahs and their garments. But the Creator is looking for you to also love Him. And we know this love that the Almighty is looking for you to do, it strengthens you as His servant. Who don't want to be loved? Everybody want to be loved. Well, so do Yah. And there are many things that you have to do to be loved. And Moray Naftali brought these things to our attention to demonstrate and show that we got to love Yah. And how we must love Yah. Love is action. It's not just words. And you only can do one or the other. You either love him or you hate him. And there's a thin line between the two. But if you're on one side, you're not on the other. And you want to be on the side of love. And then furthermore, it lets us know in the fourth and fifth requirement that Yah will have us to do.
And to serve Yahweh, thy Elohim, all thy heart and with all thy soul.
See, Yah want us to serve him. See, this is what we were actually made for. This is what we were designed for. We were designed, we were made, we were thought about, we were chosen, elected for one purpose and one purpose only, and that was to praise and to serve the Most High. I may add, to serve Yah, and when you serve Yah, you are praising him. That's what serving is. Everything you're doing, you should be doing it in the name of the Most High. And you're about to see that. Because everything you should be doing is for the praise of the Most High. I want you to see this. Because today's discussion is on serving Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. And let me show you what the Creator said about you serving him in the book of Isaiah 49. In the book of Isaiah 49, this is what it says in the first verse.
Listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. Yah hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name.
Sound like it's talking about an individual. It sounds like it's talking about the prophet Isaiah. But little do people know this is how Yah speaks to his people. It sounds like just one person. But then you find, no, he's really speaking to a whole nation of people. So when Isaiah said, Yah have called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother, have he made mention of my name? Yes, he was talking about him. But he wasn't just talking about him. And you're about to see exactly who this is speaking about. This is why most people don't understand the Holy Scriptures or what you know of as the Old Testament, because they don't know how Yah speaks. And we're going to teach you how the mighty Yah speaks to his people. Because oftentimes they see certain verses and they think it's speaking about an individual without knowing how the Almighty told. Watch this in the second verse.
And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me.
And that's how the Almighty do. He'll put you in the shadow of his hand, and he'll hide you, and nobody will know about you until it's time for you to be pulled out of the quiver, And once you are pulled out of the quiver, you pulled out, and now you're polished. Some people don't wait to be polished. They don't want to be what the scriptures call. A sharp sword. No, they want to get to work right now, even though they're not ready, even though they're not sharp, even though they can't wound nobody, nor can they save anybody. No, Yahweh servants is hitting into a time and a season. And then, in that time and season, you will see their purpose. And watch the purpose of Yahweh's servant in the third verse.
And he said unto me.
And he said unto me.
Thou art my servant.
Thou art my servant.
O Yisrael.
O Yisrael.
In whom I will be glorified.
In whom I will be glorified. See, in other words, the commandment is you have to serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. And how can you serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul without knowing who you are? You are Yah's servant. And what is a servant supposed to do? Well, this servant is Israel, in whom
I will be glorified.
See, in other words, Israel is supposed to glorify the Most High. That's how you know the clear difference between the servant of Yah and the servant of a man. See, a servant of man, they always come in the name of somebody else. Clear difference. They glorify somebody else. They working on the behalf of somebody else. They trying to supplant somebody else's name in the earth. And then you got a bunch of people that's enemies of Yah, and they not trying to glorify Yah, they trying to glorify themselves. Where they supposed to be bringing and telling you about the laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments of Yah. No, they will come and tell you not to keep his laws, commandments, statutes, and judgments. And every time you say, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, they saying, remember the Sabbath day, don't keep it. Now, which one do you think is the servant of Yah in whom will glorify him? Somebody that's coming to tell you not to keep the law? Or somebody who's telling you to keep the law? Or somebody who's come to tell you about thus says Yah. Or somebody who comes to tell you thus said Peter, thus said Paul, thus said Muhammad, thus said any man. Know why you were made. Why you were designed, why you were created, why you were formed, why you exist, why breath was put in your nostrils and air into your lungs. You were created and made to be Israel. And Israel was made to bring glory unto Yah. And if you're doing your job, watch what it says. You will be doing.
Then I said, I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for naught and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh and my work with my Elohim.
And that's what a lot of people doing today. They working, spending all their strength, spending all their energy, doing everything but working for Yah. As a matter of fact, Yah is secondary to their work. If you don't believe me, all you got to do is look around. Just look around and see what most people are doing. And watch what it says.
And now, saith Yahweh that formed me from the womb.
I told you, Yah is the one that formed us. Go ahead.
To be his servant.
To be his servant. Because we got to serve him with all our heart and with all our soul. Go ahead.
To bring Yaakov again to him.
To bring Jacob again to him. Who's doing that? I know people such as my beloved teacher, Yahweh's servant, Moray Elisha Yisrael. He's waking more people up dead than the teachers are today put together, who's alive. And he's dead. And I know this to be true because I get the calls. I ask people all the time, I get calls all over the country, and I ask them, well, how did you know this? And they say, my teacher. I said, well, who's your teacher? Moray Elisha. And I'm stunned by that because I know he's not alive. And oftentimes some of the people just found out that he's not alive, but yet he's their teacher. Go ahead.
Though Israel be not gathered.
Though they not gathered because they refuse to come together, even though the Almighty keep telling his people, gather yourselves together, gather yourselves together, O nation not desired, though Israel be not gathered.
Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh, and my Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth.
Because that's what Yah made you for. He made you to be the salvation of the world. And the only way you can be the salvation of the world, you got to serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. And I'm going to show you why this feat is very difficult for most people. And it is my prayer that with this knowledge, you're able to overcome the various backsliding as well as the lack of knowledge that have destroyed us as a people. Again, I just want you to see once again what you was made for, what you was designed and formed to do. Of course, obviously, all of Israel was not designed or formed to do this because some Israel had to be saved. As we can see here, it says, and now says Yah to form me from the womb to be a servant to bring Jacob again to him. In other words, some Israelites got to be brought back to the Most High. Some Israelites don't even know they're Israel. And they don't know the Most High. And then you got a lot of Israelites that know they Israel, but they still don't know the Most High. So they all are Jacob, and they got to be brought back to the Most High. And then not only you brought back to the Most High, but to the salvation of the world. But let me show you so you can understand why it is a necessity, an absolute necessity that you serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul because your responsibility and the various requirements that it takes to be Yah's servant is too great for you not to come to Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. As a matter of fact, who will have anybody work for them half-hearted? You wouldn't. You'd get rid of a half-hearted person. You can't even count on a half-hearted person. So why would you expect Yah to count on you? Look what it says in the book of Isaiah 41. I just want you to see this so you can understand who this servant is. Because oftentimes our people just pick and choose certain chapters and verses. They go to a verse or a chapter like Isaiah 53, and they say, this is JC. But if they had read all these other chapters and verses, they would have seen who Yahweh's servant is, who his righteous servant is, as it's speaking of in Isaiah 53. Isaiah 41 and 8, what do it say?
Isaiah 41, verse 8. But now, Israel.
But now, Israel.
But thou, Israel, art my servant.
You are my servant.
Jacob, whom I have chosen.
I've chosen you, Jacob.
The seed of Abraham, my friend.
In other words, if you don't know who you are, that's who you are. That's your lineage. That's where you came from. This is the rock from which you were healed. From his friend Abraham. Continue reading.
Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away.
No matter what anybody say, you are his servant. Because he going to draw this home so you can understand how being his servant, there's a great responsibility, a great task that he has laid upon you. And because he has laid this task upon you, it's only one way you can be his servant. And that's serve him as a servant with all your heart and with all your soul. Go ahead.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Elohim. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness.
So you don't have to be worried about people coming against you, and they will. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be dismayed. You don't have to be tricked, bamboozled. All you have to be is what you were designed and made and formed and raised up to be. Watch this in the book of Isaiah 42 and 1.
Behold my servant.
Behold my servant.
Whom I uphold, my elect.
I'm the one uphold you. You are my elect.
In whom my soul delighted.
I delight in you. Naphtali, that's what he talked about. Oh, yesterday, how much we supposed to love Yah, because Yah love us to the extent that Yah is saying this is whom my soul delighteth. And if you delight in something, you're going to love it. And Yah loved his servant, but he only loved the servants that love him. And he loved the servants that have circumcised and purposed their heart to serve him with all thy heart and all thy soul. Go ahead.
I've put my spirit upon him.
Yes.
He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. He shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he have set judgment in the earth.
Yes. Go ahead.
And the isle shall wait for his law.
So you can see how important it is to serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul, because of the great responsibility that as his servant you have. How can you do this without serving him with all your heart and with all your soul? Look at Isaiah 43 and 1.
But now thus saith Yahweh that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine.
You belong to me. Thou art mine. You belong to me. Fear not. I've called you. You're mine. Look at Isaiah 44 and 1.
Yet now hear, O Yaakov, my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith Yahweh that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen.
I mean, how many times the Almighty got to say he made us, he formed us, he elected us, he chose us. He chose us even in the womb, and he called us by his name. Now you should be able to see the love that Naphtali was talking about yesterday. Because Yah is showing you this love. How many times he got to tell you this before you come to the understanding? Okay. Just ask yourself, how many times JC said he loved you and he chose you and he formed you and he made you and he elected you and he called you by your name? How many times did he say that? Matter of fact, how many times did any other deity say that about anybody? In other words, you got Muslims, they all bowing and praising this deity that never said, I love you. And why? Never said, sing unto me. And why? Sing praises to my holy name. And why? Because none of these deities can speak. None of them can hear. None of them can bless or curse. Because all of them are vanity. All of them. But not so with Yah. The only one to tell you to praise him and sing to him and call upon his name and let you know that he chose you. And he formed you. And he formed you in the womb that you might be his, because you belong to him. And he named you. I see the love. I feel the love. And Yah wants you to see it. And he wants you to feel it. But we have something that's blocking us. It's blocking us. And let me tell you what it is. It ain't the white man. So get that out of your head. He's not blocking you. It's not these religions. I know you think it's these religions, but that's not blocking you either. What's blocking you from serving Yah with all your heart and all your soul is right there within you. And it has nothing to do with what's outside of you. Nothing. And watch what I tell you. In the book of Jeremiah, turn there so you can see that I'm telling you the truth. You the servant that was formed, that was raised up, that was made, that was chosen, that was elected. And the Almighty commanded, required you to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. And he was not going to give you an excuse. So he wasn't going to allow other people to be that excuse. He was going to lay it at your doors that when it's time for judgment, only you and you alone will be responsible for what you do and for what you don't do. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah 17 in the 5th verse.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. Thus saith Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahweh.
Yeah, the Almighty said, cursed be this man that put his trust in another man. That's why every time we come before y'all, we telling you not to trust us. But we are telling you to trust his word. Trust his word. Because it was his word that said, serve him with all of your heart and with all your soul. I'm just the instrument that he's using to tell you his word. But you don't trust me, you trust the word. Everything I tell you, you should be able to verify that it's the truth. And if you can't verify that it's the truth, then you don't trust me. But if you verify that it is the truth, then you trust his word. And watch what the word tells you. The Almighty first put a curse to any man that trusts in another man and make flesh his power, flesh his arm. And this is what our people are doing today when they serve these religions. They've allowed themselves to trust in man. Somebody was born from a woman. That's what a man is. A man is the seed of another man. And Yahweh said, look, I don't want you to trust in another man. And even the first man was made from dirt. And let me tell you, y'all ain't never been made from no dirt. Matter of fact, y'all ain't never been made. Y'all ain't never even been born from a woman. Born, period. He's the maker. He's the creator, not the creature. How hard is it for one to come to the undeniable truth that the Creator is the Creator and not the creature? You would think we're speaking a foreign language because that should be simple to understand. And why would a person get mad when you exalt the Creator, the Most High, the Almighty, or less they have allowed their heart to trust in man? And cursed be the man that trusted in man. And watch further what it says.
For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh.
Yeah, in other words, like a lot of people today, they got a lot of good coming to them, but they don't see it. Because they allowed their heart to trust in man. So now they can't trust in the Most High. Because Yah's not going to allow you to treat him as if you treat another man. And the good that comes from Yah, you won't even see it. Because you're cursed. And watch what he says.
But he shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Yahweh, and whose hope Yah is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought. neither shall cease from yielding fruit.
And why? Because you planted by the wars. And Yahweh said he is the fountain of living waters. I love it yesterday when the Moray said, if you hungry, eat this. If you thirsty, drink this. And I can understand it. Because I used to wonder how Moses was able to fast 40 days and 40 nights. And not only he did it once, he did it twice. So he fasted 80 days and 80 nights. Back to back. How could that be possible? Our enemies tell you if you go without water for 3 days, you'll die. Well, the reason why he was able to do it, because what he was drinking and what he was eating is the fountain of living waters. The Almighty said, man don't live by bread only, but man live by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yah does man live. And he knew this. He knew his source of life. But do you know it? Now we're getting right to the heart of everything. See, the heart is the middle. That's the center of everything. That's why it's called the heart. And most people don't know the heart. And we're going to tell you and show you the heart, so you can understand why there's a division between you and the Most High, and where that division lies. And watch what it says. Verse 17 and 9.
The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
Look, the heart is deceitful above all things. Desperately wicked. You know, when somebody desperate, you can see how desperate a person can get. Just look at a person that won't crack and see how desperate they'll get to get it. Look at a person that's desperate when they on heroin. Look at a person who's desperate to eat food and see what they'll do for it. Because the heart is desperately wicked. And no, your heart is not your mind. You got people going around saying they teach that the heart is the mind. No, the heart is right in your body. It's right in your body. It's the center of you, is right there in the center of you. That's why any part of your body can die. Your brain can die. Your sight can die. Your conversation, your mouth can die. Your body can die and not move again. But you'll still be alive. But let your heart die and see what happens. Then it's over. Because that's the center of a man. And that center of a man, Yah said, is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? And why? Why do this desperate thing even exists in you? Why is it there? If it's so wicked, if it's so desperate, and if it's so deceitful, why is it there? 10th verse.
I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing.
That's what the Almighty do. He searches the reins of the heart. He go in and out through the heart to search it out, to give every man according to his own ways and according to the fruit of his doings. See, when Yah says, serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, the Almighty put something in your heart to let him know whether you're going to do it or not. So you won't be coming with more deceit and lies, talking about, Yah praised you. Yah served you. Yah, what did I do? What did I do wrong? I've been keeping your commandment. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. You're desperately wicked and deceitful heart. That's what you served. You didn't serve me. And that's why Yahweh said, serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Because there's a difference between your heart and your soul. As a matter of fact, you're about to see it's a difference between your heart, your soul, and your mind. And when you serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul, then you're going to praise him. You're going to glorify him. And why? Because this is what you was made for. This is what you was designed for. That's why these two steps are very essential, because you were made to glorify Yah. And there's only one way to do it, to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. That's how you got to do it. That's where his praise come from. But you got to learn how to conquer the device that Yah put in you that is so desperately wicked, that's so deceitful above all things. And that's called your heart. And it's your heart that will kill you. There's only one way to conquer your heart. One way. And that's with your soul. See, a lot of people allow their heart to control them. But little do they know, your soul is supposed to control your heart. And this is what people have backwards. They think, man, I should have just listened to my heart. I should have just went with my heart. No, that's the last thing you want to do. You want your soul to force your heart to do the right thing. And I'm going to show you that. Since this is so deceitful. And let me tell you the first step in allowing your soul to conquer the heart. Go to the book of Psalms 4. Yes. Because until you learn that you got to serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul, it's totally impossible to praise Yah. That's why this is the fourth and fifth requirement. The Almighty said, hold your page there. Let me show you this. Hold your page at Psalm 4. I just want you to see this so you can understand what I'm telling you is the truth. Watch what this says in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. This is what it says. See, everything with Yah is about order. It's about order. His requirements is about order. Watch what this says. And when ye shall, Leviticus 19, verse 23.
And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of.
In other words, 3 years. Some people just eat right away, but no, Yah said 3 years is going to be uncircumcised. That word alone lets you know, don't deal with it. Don't touch it. It's nothing for you to engage with. Go ahead.
But in the fourth year.
And then you got a lot of our people. Yeah, the Almighty don't even want you dealing with uncircumcised fruit. And here it is, our people dealing with uncircumcised people. Now, what sense do that make? And watch what he say about the fourth year.
But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh withal.
In other words, now the fruit in the fourth year is holy to praise Yah. You still can't eat it, but you can praise him with it. It's still not for you, because Yah get the first. Yah get the best. Yah get the first fruits. And what is that teaching you? That's teaching you to be patient. That's teaching you to put Yah first. That's teaching you, let me glorify Yah first. Since Yah is the one that produced this fruit to give it to me, well, let me praise him with it first. Since Yah gave me the fruit of the womb, and he gave me this son, and he gave me this daughter, let me praise Yah first. And then once you praise Yah, go ahead.
In the fifth year, ye shall eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you its increase thereof. I am Yahweh, your Elohim.
In other words, now go back to Psalm 4. So this is how this works. So once you're able to control your own soul, then you can praise Yah. Because once you begin to praise or serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul, then Yah will bless your hands, the fruit of your hands, the fruit of your mouth, the fruit of the womb. He will begin to bless you. Why? Because your heart is praising him now. And why, how's your heart praising him? Because your heart is serving him and your soul is serving him. But every heart has something that the Almighty put in it that will deceive you, and that's desperately wicked above all things. And y'all want to see, just like a little child, are you going to control it, or are you going to allow it to control you? Watch this. This is the first thing you got to do with your heart in the book of Psalms 4, verse 4.
Stand in awe.
Let's start at the third verse and watch this.
But know that Yahweh has set apart him that is godly for himself.
No, that is Elohimly for himself. Go ahead.
Yahweh will hear when I call unto him.
Yeah, he will hear when I call unto him.
Stand in awe.
Stand in awe.
And sin not.
And sin not.
Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still.
And then be still. In other words, start talking to your own heart. Commune with your own heart and tell your heart, look here, we're just not going to eat everything we see no more. We're not going to eat everything we smell. We're just not going to do that. I'm not going to allow that no more. I'm not just going to allow you to just bring up these angry outbursts anymore. Anger rests in the bosoms of fools. I'm not going to let you do that no more, heart. Heart, I'm not going to let you deceive me to think every woman that smiled at me loved me. I'm not going to let you do that to me no more. Commune with your own heart. And why? Because it's desperately wicked. And why? Because it's deceitful above all things. And why? Because you got to serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. And what is your soul? We're going to get into that. But let's deal with this heart. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. Starting at the very first verse.
Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of Elohim, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil.
In other words, be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifices of fools. Because a fool, they don't even think that they're doing evil. That don't even cross their mind. And watch what it says.
Be not brash with thy mouth.
Don't be rash with your mouth.
And let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim.
In other words, did you notice what that just said? It said, let not thy heart. In other words, you let your heart say things that shouldn't be said. You let your heart do things that shouldn't be done. You let your heart utter things before Elohim that shouldn't have never came out of your mouth. No wonder the Almighty said, the heart is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? Because it'll say things, it'll do things. That's not good. And Yah needs you to serve him. Why? Because you are his servants. Why? Because he called you from the womb. Why? Because he named you. Why? Because you belong to him. Why? Because he chose you. He elected you. He formed you that you might be his. And since he did that, you got to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. And what did he do all this for? To be a servant. That he might be glorified through you. You are the one. You are the instrument that Yah will use to bring glory to himself. And how can that happen when you allow your heart to rule you rather than you ruling it? Keep reading that. What do it say?
Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before Elohim. For Elohim is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, let thy words be few.
Let thy words be few. In other words, you control. You control what you're talking about. You control what you're saying. You just don't be out there cussing and swearing and talking like the foolish people talk. Let me show you how you know a fool. Keep reading the third verse.
For a dream cometh through the multitude of business.
Yeah, that's how dreams come. Through the multitude of business, you're just doing a lot of business. But watch this.
And a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words.
That's how you know a fool's voice. They can't shut up. And then everything they're talking about is meaningless. It has no value. It's vanity. You can't correct them because they have no wisdom. They don't even want wisdom.
When thou vowest a vow.
So when, if you want to serve Yah with all your heart, with all your soul, you have to control your heart. And you cannot let it control you. Let me just show you what I mean. In the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 20th chapter, this is what it says. Start at the very first verse.
Genesis 20, verse 1. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country and dwelled between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah, his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah.
He took Sarah.
But Elohim came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not come near her. And he said, Yah, will thou slay also the righteous, a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister.
Yeah, she said unto me, she is my sister.
Said she is my sister. And she, even she herself, said, he is my brother.
And he said, this is my brother. She said, this is my brother. He said, this is my sister. Go ahead.
In the integrity of my heart and in the innocency of my hands, have I done this?
In other words, in my heart and in my hands, I had integrity. I was innocent. And why? Because his soul controlled his heart. He could have took her right away. Of course, the Almighty didn't allow it. But you've got to allow your soul to control your heart. And watch what it says.
And Elohim said unto him in a dream, yea, I know that thou did this in the integrity of thy heart.
I know your heart, and I know you did it in the integrity of your heart.
For I also withheld thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her.
Now, in other words, because your heart was innocent, I didn't allow you to touch her. I didn't allow you to touch her. Because to serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul, not only Yah listening to everything you're saying, but he watching everything you do. And he's going to determine whether this thing is coming from your heart or whether this thing is coming as a result of your integrity. And our people, unfortunately, allow their heart to get in front of their integrity. Look what it says in a book of Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter. In the book of Deuteronomy 11, and I want you to read the starting at the 13th verse. And I just want you to see this, so you can see how your soul and how your heart, they're linked to one another. And they link for one thing and one thing only. And that is to bring glory to the Most High, to praise Him. Watch what it says.
And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine, and thine oil.
Because once you're able to do this with all your heart and with all your heart and soul will yield its increase. And this is how the Almighty will bless you. But continue reading.
And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full.
But watch this 16th verse.
Take heed to yourselves.
Take heed to yourselves.
That your heart be not deceived.
Yeah, don't let your heart, that your heart be not deceived. Go ahead.
And ye turn aside and serve other deities and worship them.
And see, our heart is deceived from the start, from the beginning, from the offset. Our heart is deceived. We think there's things on the outside of us deceiving us, but no. The heart itself is deceitful above all things, desperately wicked. Who can know it? You can't let that control you. You have to control it. And I'm going to show you some things that you can do to control it. And I can assure you, if you do it, it will be controlled. But if you don't do it, you can forget it. It's going to control you. Like, for instance, read the 18th verse.
Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul.
In other words, if you lay these words up in your heart and your soul, and what words are those? Well, the word of Yah, the very word of Yah, his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, his covenants. If you lay these words up in your heart and in your soul, go ahead.
And bind them for a sign upon your hand.
Let them be a sign upon your hand.
That they may be as frontlets between your eyes.
So they can be as frontlets between, because every time you look at it, you're looking at the word of Yah. You're looking at his name. Look on my finger, I got Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yah Echad. On my wrist, I got trust. Trust in Yah. So every day I can look and see and keep my mind that my heart be not deceived. And then not only that, the 19th verse says what?
And ye shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down and when thou risest up.
So you got to teach these things to your children so that they can praise Yah. Now, all of a sudden, you got a full day going on. Not only you doing it, not only you speaking it, not only you talking about it, not only you putting on your armor of righteousness upon your hand, upon your wrist, upon your doorpost, upon your house, you arming yourself. Now you're arming your children. Then it says in the 20th verse,
and thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thine house and upon thy gates.
Yeah, in other words, everywhere you're arming yourself. With what? The word of Yah. And why? Because Yah, you can't praise him. You can't glorify him. And you cannot be his servant unless you serve him with all your heart and all your soul. And you can't let nothing be put before the Most High, because then you're only going to half serve the Most High. And nobody wants to be served half-heartedly. Watch what it says in the book of Numbers, the 15th chapter. Starting at the 37th verse.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put them put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue.
Ribbon of blue. And now, why would somebody have fringes on, and I don't see them, they got fringes on, but they don't even believe in keeping the Sabbath day. They don't even believe in having a holy convocation, but they got fringes on. What sense does that make? When the fringes in the blue is that you might remember all the commandments of Yah. Watch what it says in 39th verse. And I may add, the Sabbath day is one of the Ten Commandments. Go ahead.
And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart.
Yeah, the Almighty don't want you seeking after your own heart, which our people do all the day long, seeking what they want, their desires, their purpose, their this, their that. But never, what's your desire? What is your purpose for me? What would y'all have me to do? But it's all about them, 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 them. Go ahead.
In your own eyes.
In your own eyes. You just looking at what you want to see.
After which he used to go a-whoring.
And this is what our people are doing now. They see it. It must be true. Because you see it. The Almighty never told us to serve no moon and no stars and no sun. He told us to serve his word and to serve him. And here our people chasing after things with their own eyes instead of chasing after the very thing Yahweh told us to chase with our eyes, and that's his word. Because you can't understand nothing without the word of Yah. Why would I chase a woman? And I don't even know how to chase a woman. The only way I'm going to know is by the word of Yah. Why would you chase a man unless you know how? And why would you chase the moon and the sun and the stars and you don't even know what they form for? You don't even know their seasons. You don't even know their purpose. We have to get back to the word of Yah. And surely, why would we chase a man when the Creator said, cursed be the man that trusts in man and make flesh his arm and whose heart departed from Yah? See, not after your own heart, your own eyes, after which you go used to go a-whoring. Go ahead.
That ye may remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto Yahweh your Elohim. I'm Yahweh your Elohim.
Yeah, you got to be holy to Yah. And let me tell you what holy people do. This is an example of what holy people do with their soul, that it might control their heart. For instance, in the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, I just want you to see this real quick. We'll speed it up a little bit so we can get through all of this. Exodus 9. Go to Exodus 17, because I want to expedite certain things. Watch this in Exodus 17. Just want you to see this. Starting at the 8th verse.
Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in the Rephidim. And Moses said unto Yehoshua, choose us out men, and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of Elohim in my hand. So Yehoshua did as Moses had said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun.
And what purpose was this that they had to hold up the hands of Moses? And every time they held his hands up, they prayed, they prevailed. Why? Because little do people know, why you think Yah gave you two hands with 10 fingers on it? 10 represents holy, 2 represents his name, and he gave them to you so you can spread your hands out to him to praise his holy name. That's why he did that. And so as soon as they came down, they wasn't praising him. But as soon as they put them things up, oh, they was praising him. And they prevailed. And they won. And they had victory. And that's what Yah wants you to do. He wants you to prevail. And if you want to prevail, you throw your hands up every day to Yah as much as you can to praise him. And you will prevail. Go back to Exodus 9 so you can see this. And read the 27th verse. Start there real quick.
And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron and said unto them, I have sinned this time. Yahweh is righteous and I and my people are wicked. Entreat Yahweh, for it is enough that there shall be no more mighty thunderings in hail. And I will let you go and ye shall stay no longer. And Moses said unto him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad my hand. Unto Yah.
I'm going to spread abroad my hands unto Yah. Because he know how to praise Yah. He know how to glorify Yah. Go ahead.
And the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is Yahweh's. But as for thee and thy servants, I know that ye will not fear Yahweh Elohim.
You're not going to fear Yahweh Elohim, but I'm going to throw my hands up for you anyway. Because I just want you to see, earth is Yah's, and he do whatever he want to do. But I'm not going before Yah with my head down and my arms behind my back trying to praise him. Yah, I'm not about to hear that. I'm definitely not going with my hands like a little, I don't even know what you call this. Yah, what are you going to do with cold hands? Or like this, like I'm about to bat a ball. No, I'm about to spread forth my hands unto Yah. Stretch forth unto Yah and open up my hands wide. And why? Because he opened up his wide to us. This is how you praise Yah. You don't praise Yah like these other people. That what you think it means to serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul. Let me show you what that means in the book of Psalms 103. This psalm is dedicated to blessing Yah with your soul. Psalms 103.
Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Yeah, bless Yah, O my soul, and all that is within me. My heart, my lungs, my kidneys, my spleen, everything that's within me. Bless his holy name. Go ahead.
Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Because this is all about your soul. Go ahead.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things.
Because you're supposed to be praising him with your mouth.
So
what do you think he gave it to you for? A lot of people don't realize. They think they just got lips to kiss. No. You're supposed to be praising Yah. Why do you think black people got big lips? Because y'all want them to hear it. And he wants the echo to come out praising his holy name. Who watch this. Go ahead.
Who satisfy my mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Yahweh executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moshe, his acts unto the children of Israel. Yahweh is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Yahweh pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for a man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more.
They shall know it no more. Can you imagine Yah forgetting us dust? No, he remember our frame, and he remember that we are dust. Go to the book of Psalm 63. Because you have to serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul. Because you are his servant, and you have a great responsibility. You are the foundation of the earth. So you can't waste time with your hands. You got to praise Yah. You can't waste time with your lips. You got to praise Yah. You can't waste time with your tongue because you got to praise Yah. You can't waste time with the deceitful and desperately wicked heart. You got to rule it and you got to control it. In the book of Psalm 63, at the first verse, what do it say?
O Elohim, thou art my Elohim. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee.
Look at this. Look at your soul. My soul thirsteth for thee.
My flesh longeth for thee.
Longeth for thee.
In a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power.
Now you don't need water when you got Yah. Go ahead.
To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee.
My lips shall praise thee, because what you think he gave them to you for?
Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name.
I will lift up my hands to thy name. Why? Because he wants you to serve him with all your heart and all your soul. Continue reading.
My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips.
See, you got to serve Yah with everything. That's what he gave it to you for. What you think he gave you your feet for? To walk in his ways. This is not hard, brothers and sisters. This is not rocket science. This is what he made you for. This is what he designed you for. And just to show you one scripture on the fact that your mind and your heart and your soul is three different things altogether. And you got to know what they are so you can serve Yah with all your heart and with all your soul. Watch what it says in the book of 1 Chronicles 28. You're going to serve Yah, you kneeling down on the carpet and he can't even see your hands because they land on the floor and they ain't even stretched out. No, that ain't how. Yah want to see your hands stretched out like you trying to reach up to him. He want to hear your mouth. He don't want you in no closet mumbling as it talk about in the New Testament. No, he wants you to shout aloud for his praises and for his blessings. 1 Chronicles 28. And what do it say in the ninth verse?
1 Chronicles.
Yeah, 1 Chronicles 28.
Verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the Elohim of thy father.
Know thou the Elohim of thy father.
And serve him with a perfect heart.
Serve him with a perfect heart.
And with a willing mind.
Yeah, because your heart and your mind is two different things. Not only serve him with a perfect heart, but also serve him with a willing mind.
For Yahweh searcheth all hearts.
He searcheth all hearts.
And understands the imagination of the thoughts.
And he understandeth all the imagination of the thoughts.
If thou wilt seek him.
If you seek him.
He will be found of thee.
He will be found of thee.
But if you forsake him.
But if you forsake him.
He will cast thee off forever.
He will cast thee off forever. And who want to be cast off forever? Who want this to be their demise? And it don't have to be. Don't let your heart deceive you. Don't let your hands be slack. Serve Yah with all your heart and all your soul. Because if you do this, he will bless you. He will keep you. He will give you the fruit of your hands, the desires of your heart. This is what Yah would do. And why? Because Yah loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
My refuge and my fortress protects me from the wicked's deadly ordinance. Snakes master psychology, phony people studying fakeology. God seed, I'm a god, it's not ego. Psalms 82 verse 6, even JC know who be me.